Creators skulle ha spilt på Inferno nå I påska, men forbannere koronaen setter en stopper for alt som artig, så Jernverket podcast nærmest du kommer dem nå. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv og snakket med Mille og Sami for noen år siden.
Hi, this is Mille.
And I'm Sami from Creator and you're listening to Jernverket.
Før vi kjører intervju har jeg en beskjed til. For at Jernverket skal overleve som podcast så trengs det midler, så jeg har vært frekk nok til å opprette en Patreon-side og en VIPs-konto. Om du vil bidra med noen slanter for å holde jernverket flytende, hadde jeg satt en stor pris på det. Du kan bidra månedlig via jernverkesiden på patreon.com/jernverket, eller gi en enkeltsum via VIPs nummer 567438. Beløpet selvsagt valgfritt. All informasjon står nederst I episodebeskrivelser med lenker som fører jeg rett til kassen. Og igjen, tusen takk for alle bidragene hittil. Jeg klarer ikke dette uten deg.
Okay, we can start with you. You just tell me who you are and what you do in the band.
Mille, I'm the vocalist and guitar player.
Hello, this is Sami, I'm guitarist for Creator, yeah.
Saat suomalainen.
Mä oon suomalainen, joo. Mitä oot sekin?
I'm half Finnish.
All right.
This is weird. Okay, so how much time do we have? Like 20 minutes?
As much as 50? We want.
We're not in a hurry.
Okay. Then we'll just start at the beginning with Creator. Can you tell me a bit of the very beginning of Creator? What happened? What made you start a band?
Oh, we were just kids, you know. I mean, we've had this band since we were teenagers. I think we started this band when we were like 14 years old, but it wasn't called Creator at the time. So it's just something that we did. Something that we do as long as we can think, really. And there's nothing special about the beginning. People always try to find the magic or the mysterious part in this time. And for me, it's just we couldn't play our instruments. We tried to, you know, form a band and didn't have many gigs. That was the beginning. And the equipment was not as good as it is today. But it was a fun time.
So thrash happened by accident because people couldn't play and
No. I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't say so. We were all like big fans of heavy metal, like new wave British heavy metal stuff. And we started to listen to a band called Venom. They played here yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
No, yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah.
I talked with them.
See, I think they were responsible. They are responsible for thrash metal.
Did you ever tell them that?
They know. I think everybody told them that. I mean, the Metallica guys, the Slayer guys, Exodus.
Better not to tell.
So you're not responsible, no?
No, we're not. We're second wave, really. Mm. We came after Venom and after, you know, the American bands. Oh, it's kind of like with the American bands, we came kind of like at the same time, so to speak, but not really. They had more gigs and were better musicians, and they're a little older too. But yeah, I guess we're second wave. We're not the first wave of thrash metal. Mm. Like second wave, like old school second wave, not like new wave of modern thrash or whatever.
Yeah, I think we're actually in the fourth wave.
Yeah,
now,
probably.
Because trash has been coming back like every 10th year in some kind of do you listen to any new thrash bands, by the way?
Sami is, he listens to
Nuclear Omnicide. I mean a little bit. It's nice that tips are.
Yeah, I mean, I get all the tapes and the CDs or files, whatever, and I like some of the stuff, you know, I like some of the newer fresh bands, I'm still waiting for one album that has the same impact on the scene as, let's say, Mass of Puppets or Rain Blood or whatever, you know, by a newer fresh band. That hasn't happened yet. But it will happen eventually, hopefully.
But do you remember the last time you felt that this album, this one is an instant classic? This one I will remember for the rest of my life.
I don't I believe stuff like that happens when you're at the tender age of like 18 to 21 or 22, because that's when the music makes most impact on you. So music still makes an impact on me, but something like that really lasts forever and blueprints your brain. It only happens in a certain age. I don't want to sound negative or anything like that, but I think that's the way the human brain works.
I think there was some classics. I mean, the System of a Down, the Toxicity record had an impact on me, and recently I was really into Ghost, but I don't think it had the same impact as, say, Number of the Beast, or you know. But it still like had an impact, because it gives you hope that there's still new ideas in this genre and this music. And I think as soon as you start thinking like, oh, this is everything has been said and done, that's when the music is gonna collapse, you know, and then the whole scene is gonna die, because you should always try new things even though everything has been done before.
Mm. That kind of happened with both heavy metal and thrash in the 90s.
Yeah, but that was because, you know, the thing is, what people tend to forget is that we were, the whole music industry, so, you know, so-called music industry, was a big pile of totalitarian, it was a totalitarian elite that forced music on people because they had the tools to do so. You know, they had the MTV, they had the radio and stuff like that. Nowadays, it's not happening because people have the internet. They choose and pick whatever they want to listen to. So back then, it was hard, you know, to compete with such a multi-million corporation that tried to brainwash people. You know, there was still metal out there, but it got ignored by the media, by the mass media, and the scene was still always there. It was just gotten, of course it has gotten smaller, because people were told to listen to grunge, you know. Even though, you know, I'm not negative about it, because I think there's a lot of great grunge stuff that came out, and the 90s had some great music, you know. Also, like, the lots of crossover stuff was really cool and interesting, but it wasn't all that was there. And people sometimes, if they think about the 90s, they think that that was all like grunge and a crossover. It's not the truth.
Absolutely not. But Creator tried a lot of different things. You didn't stick to thrash metal forever.
Of course not. Of course not, because we wanted to grow as musicians, you know. We also wanted to experiment. We had our period of, let's just, you know, do whatever we thought we haven't done before. And that's the same, still the same to this day and age, you know. We're still the same way. When we go into songwriting, we definitely want to do something that hasn't been done before in our universe, in our own world.
But if you want to do something that hasn't been done before, where in your brain do you look for the inspiration for something? Because we're always surrounded by all these things that make us think in a certain way or make a melody in a certain way. If you want to make something new, what do you do?
It's the saying, you cannot reinvent the wheel, of course, but you should try to at least keep it fresh and exciting. That's the key. Not like trying to come up with an album with just, you know. I mean, there has been bands that have tried to all of a sudden do something completely weird and bizarre. But I don't think that's the way a creator should go, because I like songs, you know. I like songs that people can sing along to, and as long as I can keep coming up with songs that kind of like mean something to people, I'll continue to write stuff like that. And we have a style also, you know. Mm-hmm.
But how will a creator be in 2016? I heard rumors about a new album for next year.
Sami has written 14 songs now.
We're starting to work on it. So hopefully, sooner than later. But it might take a little time. It's a it's a long process always with this band because you know, songs are put together in a, you know, kind of traditional way. We like to go to the rehearsal room and play as a band, and so it's a long process. But he has written 16 songs. So that's even more.
Oh wow!
No,
do all you live in the same area? Or?
No, but the other three guys, they live in Essen. It's like a rural area. It's close to Cologne and Düsseldorf and so on. I usually fly over to Düsseldorf. It's a short way to Essen from there. So that's where they all live. Like where the roots of the band are from.
Kind of, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you never moved away.
Not yet. You never know what's going to happen.
Maybe you moved to Finland.
Yeah, maybe to Finland.
but how did a Finnish guy end up in Creator?
I was filling in for the previous guitarist for some festivals back in 97 or something. And then a few years after that, that guy decided to do something else, and I guess they called me because I knew the songs already. I don't know.
And suddenly you were writing them.
Well, Mille is the main songwriter and creator for sure. But yeah, the lineup has now been going on for 14 years, and it's really good. It's really good. It's solid.
Time flies.
It does for me too.
But I'm kind of concerned that you won't say anything about the new album. Are you going into a completely new style again, or will this be thrashy?
For a band that has been around that long as we have, I think it's also important to recognize where your strength lies. It's hard to say it. It's, you know, talk to this guy.
But do you write within a special lyrical theme, or is it everything like different, just picked from somewhere? Is it a concept behind?
To be honest, that's the hardest part, coming up with lyrics that kind of mean something, because I've written like lyrics for at least 130 songs or something, and I can't come up with. Sometimes it's hard to come up with something that I haven't talked about before. But I am, at the moment, I have some. I'm inspired, and I have some ideas. So it will be, of course, in the same style as I've always written lyrics. So it's gonna be very dystopic and not negative, but I will definitely not talk about like anything. I don't know. You'll see. I mean, there's always like certain topics I haven't talked about yet. You know, or just take a different view on a topic that I have already talked about. So it's
take a different view on Satan.
Yeah, for example. Yeah, I mean, I try to write I use a lot of metaphors, and so Satan is it's definitely something that I used to avoid the word Satan, but in this last couple of albums, he always popped up somewhere, and he might pop up on the next album.
But Satan doesn't scare anyone anymore.
I know. Satan, as a metaphor, you know, the thing is, it's the same with God. I think these names stand for a certain authority and for a certain vision. Let it be the negative or the positive power that surrounds men, and so if you're aware of that and you can play with that, then the word Satan makes sense again. I think it has been overused in metal, of course. So if you don't use it in a way where it makes sense, or it has a meaning, just, you know, a song like Satan will kill you or something will not scare anyone anymore. Maybe like the 14-year-olds that don't know the other songs, the other 2,580 songs written about Satan.
Probably not. But metal has always, like you said, been talking, it has been a lot about religious criticism,
yeah,
especially against Christianity. But maybe the next wave of extreme metal will come from the Muslim world.
Yeah, yeah. Criticize the Muslims and get blown off on stage or something. I don't know. People are scared to talk, to criticize. You've seen what happened in Paris. I think, to me, I would criticize any religion, but I don't criticize people that believe in something. I don't care. You know, whatever you want to believe in, whatever makes you happy, that's fine. And it's also a big cliche to think that once you write a critical song about Muslims, you get killed. Yeah, yeah. What I mean, it's also a cliche. I mean, there's not every Muslim is an extremist. You know, so you got to be very careful. Even with criticizing Christianity, you know, why would every Christian person be a certain way? It's just not the truth. So it's like generalizing things. It's like, oh, Satanists are like this, Christians are like this, Muslims are like this. In my opinion, in one day, we probably will not see or experience it anymore, but in 200 or 400 years there will be no more religion. That would be the best, if you ask me, because it just confuses people, it just divides them.
But it keeps coming back, because I've seen that, especially in Norway, I don't know how it is in Germany, of course, but people that aren't Christian anymore, they tend to search for other things, like they go back to the mythology of the Vikings. They start. I was in a wedding once where they called for Thor and Odin. That was really weird, because that's even older and just as stupid as Christianity.
Why not coming up with something on your own? You know,
yeah,
why not creating your own?
It would still be religion.
Yeah, but I guess the charm of those ancient religions is about being connected to the nature. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's actually very enticing and kind of interesting. But you shouldn't take that too seriously either. I mean, you can only hug trees so much, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle. You know, all these ancient religions and also all the modern religion, like capitalism, for example, make sense in a way. And for certain people and for a certain group of people, it's kind of like something that they can hold on to. And so if it makes you happy, be religious. If it doesn't make you happy, don't be religious, but don't criticize people that are not thinking the same way as you do. You know, it's like, that to me is wrong. It's always has been. So I think religion is taken way too serious in this day and age. We're in the year 2015. Come on.
But now it's about fear, so that's probably why.
Fear?
Yeah.
About what?
Fear about, like, bombs and stuff.
Yeah, but we're going to die anyway. That's just very certain.
But the fact that it's being caused by religion, like terrorism.
Yeah.
It is actually is a good idea for an album.
I've written that. The enemy of
terrorist.
No, it's enemy of God. It's about that. You know, it's about. So, I don't know. You know, it has all been said and done before. So, might as well just call it quits now.
Yeah, just give up.
Yep.
Han satt der i McCaféen med pensumboka og en latte, og for tredje gang bladde han en side tilbake og leste den på nytt. Og igjen var det som om ordene som sto der bare stokket seg og ikke lenger hadde noen betydning. Men han så at alle andre som satt der klarte å jobbe. Så hva var egentlig problemet hans, annet enn det åpenbare? At eksamen var tre dager unna, og han bare en tredjedel inn i pensum. Og det er sånne ting som gjør at noen tar opp en vindusplass her hele dagen. Men sånn er livet. Og McDonald's er bare en liten del av det, tross alt. Thank you.
about giving up. Have you ever thought about what you would be doing or what you would like to do if you hadn't been working with music, if you weren't musicians as...
Well, my problem is that I don't have too much experience about anything else. I mean, I've been doing that since I'm 16 or 17. Yeah. I mean, of course, I've done the odd job in between, like some other stuff. But I've always come back to music because it's very appealing to me and satisfying and therapeutic and gives me just a way to enjoy my life. But I don't know what else could it be. Would you have an idea?
No, I would definitely try. I don't know. I think there's like people that need to be that feel the urge to be creative, and these kind of people, they'll find a way. If it's let it be music or painting, or they become like they direct a movie or something, or just, you know, become something that makes them happy. I mean, that to me is the key for a happy life, is just do something that you like. If you do something that you don't like every day, you're gonna get miserable. And
yeah, of course, some people don't have the choice, but
some people don't have a choice. That's true.
Most people don't have the choice.
Most people don't have a choice. Yeah. That is true. That's the drama of life.
Most people don't play in creator.
Four people only play in creator. No, it's just. I don't say that. I wouldn't say that. Of course, a lot of people don't have the choice, but if you do something, you should try, at least try to do something that makes you happy. And if you have to do something that doesn't make you happy, then try to find a way out of it. And if that doesn't work, you can still kill yourself or something.
Yeah, that's all.
I don't know. It's like it's hard. You know, it's hard. It's not something that you should always try to be happy. You know, even if you don't do something glamorous. You know, you can help people and that makes you happy. Or you can be a social worker, or you can be an LKW driver.
Why not?
No, the LKW is an inside joke. Very inside.
It seems like it. So we already got 20 minutes. I'll
edit this.
No, probably not at all. I'll just put it out. But this is probably a question you get a lot. Like, tell us a good story from the life as a band or a tour or whatever.
He knows more.
But
what do you mean? It's longer than I am.
But do you have any situations or happenings that stick to your brain that you laugh about when you were on tour? Remember that time, blah blah blah, or one time you played a show with someone you really looked after?
With the Patron Bells.
Yeah. Please do tell.
Well, I mean, it's not even about us. You know? I mean, you know, of course, interesting stuff happens in countries where you don't go that often to play, or the first time when you go somewhere like South American tours or something like that, then stuff gets lost and you don't make it to the airport in time, and nothing just seems to work the way it's supposed to be. I'll drop that story with the Patron Belts though, because it's
you can talk about it.
This band Destruction,
yeah,
on the airport, they wear these bullet belts, and they were confiscated at the airport, so this was a huge problem for them. We were laughing our asses off. We can't play without our bullet belts. So stuff like that, you know.
That's kind of funny. If you would have been there, you would have found it even more funny.
Yeah, because people get...
You got
very upset.
Yeah, you got very upset about that. And then again, you know, carrying bullet belts in your suitcase on an airport, nowadays wouldn't work, maybe. It was still... That was in 2002.
It was before 9/11.
Yeah, 2002. No. No, maybe even before 9/11. True.
I'm not sure.
You can't bring them anywhere anymore. I quit using pattern belts because...
That's right.
Yeah, because...
No, we made
bullet belts. Yeah, sorry.
The Germans call them pattern belts.
Yeah, but so do we in Norway.
Yeah. So it's not that funny to you.
No, it's not.
We're making it up because we thought the word pattern belts is very funny.
I said it just because you said it, because you apparently understand what a pattern is.
Yeah, of course. There's a big one over there. Can you see that? That's like one of those. Oh, it's true.
That would be nice for destruction.
Yeah.
It's a big ship.
When we take a photo afterwards, we should bring that into the picture.
Yeah, please. Mm.
We must. Okay, so we probably have to start rounding this up, but I like to get the bands to pick the music for the show, because now I'll make 1 hour of creator time and you need to pick the music.
How many songs can we do? Pick whatever?
10 songs. It should be one creator song and the other ones should be your own favorites. Mostly from metal and hard rock, progressive music, but also rock if you think that fits into the big picture. Mm-hmm. So please, guys,
you go ahead. Something new.
We put the Tribulation down. The song "Strange Air Airwaves," "Strange Gateways." Tribulation.
Tribulation. Yeah. Nice.
That's a good band.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Who else? Oh, play Phantom Antichrist. Can't go wrong.
Phantom Antichrist?
Yep.
Yeah.
What was I listening to? Ghost Brigade, I was listening to. Wretched Blues, that's a good song.
Mm-hmm. Ghost Brigade?
Yeah.
Talking about Ghost, put on Zombie Queen. Ghost.
Mm. All right.
What else can we play?
Something Norwegian?
Something? Oh, yeah. Put on... Beast Milk.
Hmm?
Beast Milk.
Beast Milk. Oh, they're from Finland.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, they have a good song called the whole album. Just pick one.
Genocidal
Crush.
Genocidal.
Genocidal Crush. That's a good song.
Yeah, that's a good one. Beast Milk. I'm so sorry.
How many?
Quit.
Yeah, it's Grave Pleasures now. Destruction?
Yeah, you should play
Destruction. Yeah, let's play Destruction. Play Urge the Greed of Cain. Put on Urge the Greed of Cain.
I feel there's a lot of hidden humor behind
this one. What kind of a song title is that anyway?
What does it mean?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, put on that song. Maybe people can talk about what that means.
Yeah. It arouses discussion.
Yep. Maybe some of our friends that we just toured with. Why not? Put on our enemy song.
Mm-hmm.
The War Eternal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got better ones.
True.
We're still waiting for a Norwegian one.
Yeah. Satyricon.
Satyricon. King. King.
That's a five.
King.
Yeah, that's a winner on concerts. I think they wrote it just because to have this.
The dirt.
Yeah.
It's a good song. And let's play some more Norwegian stuff. Who else can we play? Let's play some. Immortal. Tyrants.
Tyrants.
Why not?
Yeah.
More Norwegian. Dimmuborgir.
Sorgenskammer.
You actually know all these songs. But you don't have to feel obliged to pick Norwegian songs.
Play Afrodite Child also. For change.
Four Horsemen.
The Four Horsemen or hold on, they have a lot of great songs.
Who?
A lot of Afrodite Child. The Four Horsemen would be the most rock-ish.
Du har hørt et creator-intervju innspilt I 2015. Og like musikk I den gata, anbefaler jeg videre lytting på episoden med Testament, Sodom, Antichrist og Necromantion for eksempel. Og creator, de kommer til Inferno neste år. Som trøst for koronahelvete fortsetter jeg med skulle ha spilt på Inferno, men utsettes til neste år serien. Neste vecka med Issan.
Jeg tror begynnelsen av solokarrieren min så var jeg mye mer negativ til det I form av at jeg ville liksom ikke kanalisere det der at åja nei, jeg gjør noe sånn solo-greier på si.
Abonner på Jernverket podcast via podcast-app eller gå inn på jernverket.com. Det legger det foreløpig 83 episoder som du kan høre på, og det kjekt å ha når det korona overalt og du ikke har annet å gjøre all. Del det med kompisene dine og spre metal I et virus. Og vil du bidra med litt kronasj for at jeg skal kunne fortsette, kan du gi støtte via Patreon eller Vips. Det også kult om du slenger inn en god anmeldelse av podden der du lytter, og husk på å følge Jernverket på Instagram og Facebook for konkurranser, diskusjoner og musikalske tips. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv og gir deg et nytt eller gammelt hardrock-intervju hver fredag. Vi høres!